Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The trouble started, as it often does these days, with a tweet. Federal prosecutors in the trial of convicted felon Roger Stone had just recommended a sentence, 7 to 9 years in jail. Out of the blue, Stone's good friend, the president, tweeted that the punishment was too harsh. Within hours, Attorney General William J. Barr ordered the sentence recommendation reduced. Shocked at that interference, all four prosecutors on the case resigned. It should have ended there. After all, the TV networks were preoccupied with the Democratic primary race. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could barely get coverage when she called for a federal investigation. It should have ended there. But something happened. People took to the streets and airwaves in protest, which prompted the networks to rediscover the story, which emboldened Democratic members of Congress to call for Barr's resignation. That ignited a social media storm, which had Republican politicians running for cover, which angered the president so much he started blasting them, which encouraged hundreds of current and former prosecutors to sign a letter demanding that Barr resign, which inspired dozens of state attorneys general to make a similar demand, which prompted the bar associations of New York and Washington, D.C. to consider disbarring Barr, which, before long, led Barr to resign, which led Nancy Pelosi to reopen the House impeachment inquiry, which led the president to call for her arrest. But the Justice Department, without Barr to do the president's bidding, ignored the request. In November, the president suffered the worst defeat of an incumbent since Benjamin Harrison in 1893. Of course, that's not how it ended. Not yet, anyway. But it could, and it should. Presidential interference in a criminal trial is unprecedented, outrageous, downright dangerous. It's what dictators do. Get control of the justice system, dismantle the rule of law, then use the power of the state to protect friends and punish enemies. If we don't want this to happen here, we'd better start taking to the streets, writing letters, calling legislators, signing petitions, burning up the internet with our fear, our anger. Otherwise, you know he'll try to do it again. Heck, he already said he could. So let's end it here. It doesn't take that much to get things rolling. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.